been an interesting couple weeks here to talk about just what happened and then where you are right now.
Yeah, it's been very different. I haven't really experienced many injuries this serious, but just went up for a layup on a fast break. I fouled and came down on it. I don't know if I hit the bottom of the hoop or the floor, but I dislocated it back and I popped it in and got some x-rays and went to the hand specialist, and they decided this was the best route to take this early in the season, and here I am. So hopefully I have this on for about another week and then take it off, and the doctor will decide from there what kind of timetable I have.
Knowing what you did like at Ohio State last year and standing up on a sprained ankle rather than sitting down on a swell, I can't imagine next week you're going to be not wanting to get out there.
Yeah, I mean, my goal definitely right now is to play in that first game. But, you know, if the doctor says I can, and it's going to probably be a close decision. I really don't have any idea right now, but I'm definitely hoping and hoping when that time comes that I'll be ready to go and able to go and help the team out any way possible.
How much longer do you have to wear that?
I go back on next Wednesday, and from there I think they'll probably take it off and look if I need to have it longer, or if it's healed up, then I can go from there and probably wear something protective to practice in and go from there.
What will it depend on? Is it a pain threshold if, you know, that comes off and you get some type fitted for something?
Yeah, and whatever they can put on there and be satisfied with it, and not worry that it could, something more could happen to it. It's kind of their decision. You know, I could probably take whatever pain in order to be out there. That's not really an issue with me. I think it's more with what they're happy with and feel safe about with me using on the court, and no risk of re-injury or hurting it even more.
So have they given you like a set timetable then, as far as when they can anticipate maybe giving you a chance to go back out on the court?
Not really. I go back on next Wednesday and get it checked out again and get the cast off. I mean, right now it's just a matter of staying in shape and watching all the, you know, new things they put in and helping the guys out in any way possible from a, you know, teammate standpoint, and also from a coaching standpoint, being on the sidelines and seeing things that you don't see while you're playing, and helping the guys out. But right now it's just waiting and see next Wednesday what they tell me and go from there.
Are you confident that maybe you'd be able to get back out on the court for that opening game then if the prognosis is good next Wednesday?
Yeah, I mean, if it's good and they tell me I'll be able to play, then I'll definitely be out there. But it's mostly up to them and what they want and what they say and how they feel about it. So we'll see.
Would you be possibly playing as a one-hand man, not using your left hand, just playing with right hand?
I would probably doubt that. I don't know if coach would want me out there with one hand, but
I mean, as far as driving the ball, you know, putting it on the floor and going up with your left hand versus the right, would you maybe be limited but still be able to play?
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to experiment, you know, in practice with if I'm still effective that way or what. It's it'd be pretty tough, but you know, as long as I can catch and shoot, maybe they want to put me out there. Whatever they want, and if the doctors say I can, you know, then I'll be out there.
You don't want to go out if you can't be productive, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to the coaches. I mean, if I have this on my hand and they want me to play and I'm allowed to play, then I'll play. But no, I want to be effective and be able to help the team out while I'm out there and be productive.
How thankful are you that it's your non-shooting hands?
Yeah, very. I think that'll definitely help with the recovery and playing with it. Because, you know, you won't want to, not as many flicking action with it and the shooting action. So I think that definitely helps out a lot. And then when it happened, that definitely didn't make me as worried, but I was still very worried.
What have you been doing to stay in shape since the injury, since you were able to start working on it again?
Yeah, just yesterday was the first day I could do anything because they wouldn't let me sweat because of infection. So, you know, just running, and I was biking a lot yesterday and ran the stairs. And but while I haven't been able to do anything, it's just, you know, the mental point of the game, watching the guys and, you know, paying attention to the new stuff they put in, because it's still very early and they're putting new things in and refreshing my memory on plays and different things they have put in and learning. You know, it's a different experience and perspective seeing it from the sideline and learning that way rather than playing. So it's I think it can help me out in ways.